Hi, welcome back to the Flyball Dogs podcast. This is episode 3.
Hi, I'm Jo.
Hi, I'm Nikki.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
So this episode we're going to be talking about the differences in UKFL rules and BFA rules, just some of the differences. We alluded last time to the Kennel Club rules. Well, we didn't allude to it. Cheryl alluded to it, didn't she?
She did. I didn't even realise, obviously Kennel Club only do crufts, don't they? So I didn't realise that rule through us when they made the rule that Cheryl talked about.
At the Kennel Club rules.
Yeah. Because we were like, how come she's just awarded the win to the team that didn't complete?
Yes.
But obviously she explained, you know, how, why and how that was. But I didn't even realise there were a different set of rules that were away from the two leagues.
Yeah. Because we've only ever really experienced BFA and UKFL. And we do the lion's share of our competing and time is spent, I think, in UKFL, isn't it?
It is.
We do about 80% of our competitions in UKFL, 20% in BFA. So there you go, I'm quite all right at maths.
I was going to say 84.
Were you?
16, yeah.
Oh, there you go, you're good at maths. Go on, Hannah, what would you say it is?
Oh.
So if I say, do 77% in UKFL, what's the percentage we'd use?
Oh God! Don't start maths. Can't do maths. I'd say 95% UKFL, 5% BFA.
Well, there you go. That's a good one. That's an easy percentage. Yeah, I'd like that one. Yeah, but yeah, essentially we do much more in UKFL than we do in BFA.
We do. I think location-wise, UKFL competitions are more local to us, aren't they? And also, we can compete 2 days.
Yes. That's the biggest seller for me. With BFA, you can only compete for 1 day over a 2 day competition. Your dog can only run in one of those days, whereas in UKFL, you're limited to the number of legs your dog runs, but that can be split over the 2 days. So essentially, your dog can run on both days, as long as you don't go over the maximum. And actually, you can even run on 3 days, can't you, within UKFL?
If you ran singles
for one of those days. But you have to be really, really conscious of the fact that you cannot run more than a certain number of legs. Today we're going to be looking at the differences with BFA, Foundation Racing, and UKFL, Little League Racing. So Hannah, do you want to talk to us about the basics between the two of those? So what generally is it?
There are like loads of differences between Foundation and Little League. Usually we tend to do more Little League than we do Foundation. One of my main points is in Foundation you can have a team of one dog, two dogs, three or four. In Little League you have to have four dogs.
A minimum of four.
Yeah, a minimum of four. And the issues I find is you can hold back in Foundation, whereas in the Little League, you have to run your dogs at the same time. You have to go when the lights go green. Otherwise, you don't get any clean runs. You're classed as NFC.
Yes, which is the not-for-competition.
Yeah.
So essentially, Little League is racing with props, isn't it? So
yeah.
The same rules apply.
Yes.
But you can just use your props to help the turn and, you know, use wings and things to keep the dog straight.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas BFA, you can hold back so you're not running against the other dogs in the other lane.
Yeah,
which
and you're not necessarily running against four dogs,
yeah.
So you could be have a four dog team running against a two dog team, and the win in Foundation is based on the percentage of clean runs. So if you have two dogs in a team and they both run clean every leg, they would have 100% clean runs, so they'd be sitting at the top, and then it's then all based on percentage clean runs, and then if people are on the same number of clean runs, if the same number of dogs in the team, then it's done on who is the quickest, which is the quickest time.
So just explain, Nikki, what a clean run is for those that are new to flyball or want to get into flyball.
So a clean run is that you would run through the start gates, run over all four hurdles, and like Joe, you've said that in Foundation and Little League, you have the use of wings if you require. You would then need to retrieve either a ball or an object, depending on whether you're in BFA or Little League, turn around and run back down the lane over the jumps through the start gate. So if you drop the article or the ball before the start gate, if you run wide, then that would be, so running wide, if you miss any of the jumps out, that would be classed as a fault, and so therefore not a clean run. Within league, and league in UKFL, and then it's described as open in British Flyball Association, you also have to trigger the box. So if you don't trigger the box to retrieve the ball, that is also seen as a fault.
So in Little League and Foundation, you probably would have netting down the middle,
yes.
Which is the main difference, isn't it, between open racing, where there's no divide, no physical divide between the two lanes.
Yeah.
So essentially you're training your dog not to run across even when the netting isn't there.
So the netting is a real win. And actually within Foundation and Little League, you don't have to have netting down the middle. So according to the rules, so centre netting is permitted if required. So, you know, you don't necessarily have to have that netting. The event organisers wouldn't need to put that in. But there is differences. Foundation dogs would have to be 12 months old, whereas in Little League, they would need to be 15 months old before competing. And there is a nuance within Foundation that the dogs that are running in the Foundation have to be 12 months old. And then if they are less than 18 months old, the heights of the jumps can be from 6 to 10 inches. So you can't run over full height jumps until all the dogs in that team are 18 months old.
No, I didn't know that until tonight.
No. Did you not?
No, I didn't know that.
Every day's a school day.
Every day's a school day, indeed. Yeah. I mean, generally, we'd probably choose to run over sort of 8, wouldn't we?
Yes.
Even if they are over 18 months old.
Yeah.
Just to, give them all an easy job.
Yeah.
Not going over full height.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're in open or league, the height that you run over is dictated by the smallest dog within the team. Mm-hmm. So they would need to be measured, which we can go into dog measuring and the different ways of doing it in future episodes. Mm-hmm. But another massive difference between the two is you can do a full run to a chute, which is a training aid. It's not a box. It's essentially a board either put in front of the box or a board that is set at an angle. And in BFA, you can do a full run to that chute, whereas in UKFL, that isn't allowed.
Mm, that's a big difference, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then I suppose for UKFL, you could have the dead ball on the floor rather than run out the chute.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Another difference is that in BFA, you would need to retrieve a ball of some sort, so a recognisable ball, whereas in Little League you can retrieve anything. So you could have a stuffed toy on the floor.
Didn't know that either till tonight.
Did you not?
No, didn't know that.
There we go. Yeah, so you can retrieve anything in Little League. As long as they bring that item back, then that is seen as a clean run, whereas in BFA it has to be a recognisable ball.
No points are in, are they, with until you're in open racing?
Yes.
There's no points. I mean, Hannah, you were thinking that it'd kind of be an incentive for points to be earned for Foundation and Little League. I guess there'd be mixed feelings on whether.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of dogs and a lot of different ages and a lot of different breeds that end up being stuck in either Little League or Foundation. So maybe something set up just for them to get points, like, encourages people to carry on. So
yeah, I get you. And in another episode we'll talk about the flyball tournament circuit, which is set up for that very thing, for those people that feel they want to compete and feel that they don't want to go into racing too early. So flyball tournament circuit have been set up by Katie Burns and her team members. And that's a system of rosettes where you'd achieve as you they've got criteria that once you pass that criteria, you send your videos in, and then you receive a rosette and an accolade on their Facebook site, which is a great idea to stop people putting their dogs into racing too early.
That's been a really good introduction, and I know Katie. I think she's obviously captain of Carry Ons, and is it Funky Fido's that she's set this up with?
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, so there's like a sister team from Funky Fido's that actually compete over near Nottingham Way. And a friend of mine competes with them. So hi Lucille. Hi Lucille. And actually Lucille saw my posts on Facebook and wanted to know about Flyball and got into it from watching our videos on
fantastic.
Facebook.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. And that's what we want, isn't it?
Yeah.
More interest, more people joining.
Yeah, definitely.
More happy dogs.
The other, a similarity between Foundation and Little League is the dog comp, the team composition, the dogs don't have to come from the same primary team. So you can make up a Foundation team from dogs from different teams.
Didn't know that either till tonight.
Do you know what? Do you know anything?
It would appear not.
I do like the Foundation and the Little League racing because I think it's really important to have that ability to get dogs in the competition environment, but be able to control them, to be able to give them the confidence that they're going to be able to turn on the box, use the props, so if they're inexperienced, and have those wings in to give them the confidence. And I think it's a really good vehicle almost to give the handler confidence.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. It's give the handler confidence, without the pressure of open racing. And it's probably a little bit quieter as well in the ring, isn't it? Because you haven't got all the shouting and the it's just a calmer environment to go in and learn your craft.
Yes. Yeah. So that would almost be the second stage. So talking about flyball journeys, obviously a dog starting flyball would come to training, and then once they become almost ready for Little League or league racing, what we would do is put them in what's called a pre-cadet. And pre-cadets, it's essentially designed for dogs that aren't quite ready for league or Little League racing. And BFA have a very similar thing called ring time. So pre-cadets, you'd go to a competition and you would have three 6-minute slots in which to train your dog in that competition environment. And you can have up to 6 dogs within that. So Hannah, last weekend at Newark, that was really important for you, wasn't it? Because do you want to talk to us about your first pre-cadet session with Olive, your whippet?
Yeah. So Olive just turned 12 months at the start of March, so she's not ready for Little League or for open racing yet. She has to wait until she's 15 months. She'd never been in comp environment before. It's all new. There's loads of smells. We train outdoors, so it's a very big change for her. So just being able to take her into that environment was so good for her. She did amazing, got some lovely turns off her. She was running head-to-head against one of the other dogs that's in pre-cadet.
Even things like, we've had dogs at competitions before that don't like the flags.
Yeah.
That people sit on the box loader or the lights judge. So it's getting them used to everything, isn't it?
Well,
and she didn't notice, did she?
No.
She didn't notice anything. She was a good girl.
Yeah, she's really good.
Yeah, yeah, she was.
It's going to be an exciting year for her.
Oh, it's going to be an exciting year for her. It's an exciting year for us as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
We've got some really, really exciting prospects coming along.
And it's funny you say that, because even though it's Hannah's dog, and she's on our team, we get just as excited.
Oh, yeah.
So this weekend we've had Pan. So Pan has really tested us. We had a session with Donna Cully end of last year, middle of last year. It was after the storm, wasn't it?
Yeah, about August, wasn't it?
Yeah, Pan throws us curveballs quite often and really keeps us on our toes. But 30 seconds into her PC this weekend, she did a turn and got the ball off the box, which was, and we all cheered, didn't we?
Yeah.
If one dog achieves, we all achieve, don't we? We're all happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like our dogs are your dogs. Dogs like my own.
And that's it. And I think our dogs as well. Because look at what my dogs did when you two walked into the house today.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They went nuts
because they think of you as their family, don't they?
Yeah. It's definitely a family thing, isn't it? Flyball.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's what Cheryl alluded to as well, didn't she? With regards to flyball is a family you can pick for yourselves, and it's a really enlightening thing, and it really hit home when she said that it's really difficult to make friends as an adult.
Yeah, that's right.
And
yeah,
it is.
It makes you think, doesn't it?
It really is difficult.
If you look at our team now, there's probably people in our team, well, there are, that we wouldn't meet normally in our normal walks of life.
Me, for instance.
But we have, and we've, and everyone gets on great. We have social events, and maybe too many social events.
Probably. No such thing. No, indeed.
And we support each other as well away from the team.
Yeah.
You know, it's not all about the dogs and flyball. It mainly is, but... But there's, you know, it's not all about that.
Mm-hmm. No, it's great. And yeah, like I alluded to in the first episode, I don't know where I'd be without my flyball family.
No.
Yeah. No, it's
But I remember walking in, and like, everyone's a bit older than me. We're not going to say they're a lot older than me, but they're a bit older than me. I walked in and I was like, oh, there's no one else my age here. Like, don't know how this is going to go, but you just bond over your dogs and like, you're all there for the same thing, and you just become best friends, and you become best friends with other teams, and it's just like one big family. It really is.
It always surprises me. I don't know why it still surprises me that the support we get off other teams.
Yeah.
And the, you know, people will just come over and help, and you know, if you need help, and yeah, it's a really lovely environment. It's a great sport to get into.
Yeah. Yeah. And almost, you don't even need your own dog. I would say. There's the box loader for Houston. He doesn't have his own dog,
does
he?
That's right. No, he just comes to help out, doesn't he?
And he comes to help out. And box loaders, and box loads for Houston. Mm. He doesn't even have his own dog, but enjoys being in that environment, enjoys the friendships that he's formed. So even if you don't have your own dog, because not everybody is able to have their own dog in their homes. You know, some people have family members who are allergic. Some people live in places where they're not allowed pets, in rented accommodation, flats, etc.
I turn up to competitions without my dogs. I'm just there to help. I just love the environment. And yeah, I think once you're in it, you're in it. You're kind of stuck.
Well, actually, one of my favourite competitions was when Harper came into season. Literally, I was baking that night before. She was 12 months old, just 12 months old, and she was going to do her first PC, and it was at Livewires at Frodsham, just 12 months old. And I remember vividly baking in the kitchen, and I looked down at her and Kaiser, and Kaiser had started humping her, and he doesn't hump any other dogs. And I was like, what are you doing? This is not like you. And obviously told him to stop, and then realised that Harper, 12-month-old pup, and she'd come into season. So, and I was baking to leave the next morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. I was like, right, well, I won't be taking you then. Well, I had a ball. I absolutely loved it. The pressure was off. I could just eat cake. It was fine. But the pressure was off. So actually, it's really nice to be able to go to competitions and not have that pressure of competing your dog, because it can be quite overwhelming, I think.
It can. I mean, the likes of Watson's used to go, and they'd have 7 teams in.
Oh.
And they'd have their daily sheet, and it was... I don't think they got a rest, did they?
No.
Whereas we find that sometimes flyball gets in the way of drinking coffee.
Socialising.
Oh, got to go in again now, guys.
Making videos, messing around, looking at big vegetables.
Oh, we did have a good time looking at those big vegetables.
Oh, I love a big vegetable.
Yeah, we'll include them photos as well.
Yeah. There was a horticultural show in the marquee next to us, wasn't there?
At Oswestry
Showground. So in the hall next to us, there was a horticultural competition where everybody was displaying their large vegetables.
I've never seen such a large cucumber.
It was ginormous, wasn't it? And the size of those cauliflowers.
Those leeks as well.
Take my picture next to this cabbage. Oh, yeah. I've got a bit of a thing for them though, haven't I? Do you remember we went to the Egg Lewis Park show, and there was that big cabbage?
Yeah.
And I wanted
she
my
loves
picture.
A big cabbage.
I love a big cabbage. I love any big vegetable, if I'm honest.
We made some lovely soups, didn't we?
Oh, we did. Well, because we were very I think they were looking at us because we were obviously in our maroon burgundy outfits, weren't we? And we were going around and going, oh my goodness, look at the size of this cabbage. Look at the size of this carrot. Oh my goodness, have you ever seen such a shiny potato? And I was obsessed with them. And you got talking to the exhibitors, and obviously they didn't really want to take their produce home, so they gave it all to us, didn't they?
We have loads, didn't we?
So honestly, I had cauliflower soup for about 4 months. It was delicious, yeah. Absolutely delicious. But yeah, they thought we were a bit strange, but yeah.
And we got some tips how to grow straight carrots.
Yes, in sand, wasn't it?
Yeah, in big tubs in sand.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how they grow the straight carrots. Mm-hmm. So it's not all about fly ball. So actually, if we had 7 teams in, we wouldn't be able to do things like that.
We wouldn't.
Wouldn't be able to do our dances for you, Nikki.
Oh,
cheerleading.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that was lovely. That wasn't it. Yeah, so much thought into it.
You did put so much thought into that. That was, yeah, it was a delight to watch. Actually,
I bet it was.
Oh, thank you. Now get lost. Yes. So it is really good fun, isn't it? It is really good fun. Well, actually, Hannah, you kind of are the star of every show. Because everybody wants you on their team.
However,
go on.
We've got that video of Hannah falling over.
Yeah, but so is everyone else because it's on the UKFL page. So that's irrelevant.
Yeah.
That's irrelevant.
We're not.
You've got that video of her in her tent and her curtains.
With her open curtains.
Yeah, she has curtains in her tent.
Yeah, very posh curtains.
They're very posh curtains.
Yeah.
And we she actually has curtains in her tent that are attached to the window.
They are.
Yeah. So Hannah and her curtains is a regular regular topic of conversation. It's a good job Lou didn't want to share with you. She'd have been right in your porch.
Yeah. Oh no. Open your curtains and she'd have been there.
We love a big vegetable and we also love a good euphemism, don't we?
We do,
don't we?
Oh, Hannah, do you know what a euphemism is?
Yeah.
I have to explain things to Hannah, don't I, if I use big words?
You have to explain it to all of us.
Yeah. Due to the paucity of PCs available. Nikki, what does that mean?
We have an ongoing theme in our group chat where Nikki will put a sentence and I will translate it for everyone into simpler words. Yeah, all she really meant to say there was she's baking a cake for this weekend.
But yeah. Nikki, your cakes are lovely.
Yeah.
I don't know how you have time.
No, me neither.
Well, yeah. Well, I do it generally late at night, but yeah. I do like baking, though.
Yeah.
I do like baking. And I do like feeding.
We shouldn't really tell people in case they rock up to the Conway tent.
They will rock up to the Conway tent.
We make really awful cakes.
Yeah, they're terrible.
They're really gross.
They're terrible. Yeah.
Never have chocolate in our tents.
No,
never.
Although I've given it up for Lent, haven't I? I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Struggling.
Apart from Sundays.
Yeah, but Sundays don't count.
What, have you had a month of Sundays? You'll be right then, won't you?
Isn't that the theme for Bisto?
Is it?
Never in a month of Sundays.
Oh, I don't know.
Isn't that something to do with Bisto? Before you were born, Hannah.
Yeah.
I'm
it's
sure.
It's got to be from something, but I don't know what
month
it's from.
Sundays, yeah. In a month of Sundays.
Talking about Sundays.
Yeah.
We took Jesus with us to Newark.
We did take Jesus with us to Newark.
Did he even come out the van?
Yes, of course he did. He had his picture taken.
And we won that, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And Mate to Raw.
Yeah, we did.
Which was great. I think it was because Jesus was in it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Where did we acquire Jesus?
Mona.
At the car boot at Mona.
Which we're going back to in April, so Jesus will
make a resurrection because it is actually over Easter weekend.
It is.
So it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it is.
So should we I was gonna say make some sort of cross. Maybe not.
As you drive in you can just hold
it. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'll sell your
Yeah, I like my picture of Jesus. But Joe tried to skip him.
I did. He was broken, wasn't he?
He wasn't broken. It was just his frame. Oh, you don't know how it got broken.
I don't know how it got broken.
And she wonders why she has these chaotic legs. with the dogs.
I thought you were talking about her actual legs then.
No, I realised after that chaotic leg, I didn't have my notch on and
did you
know? Because I went in the shower in the morning and I forgot to put it back on. It was only Sunday morning that I went, oh, where's my notch?
Jesus was not on your side.
He wasn't.
No.
He wasn't. No. No, but I couldn't believe when it broke and I said, you know, maybe it's time that he went in the skip.
Can't believe it.
Nikki appeared with him reframed
at a competition.
I don't know how that happened, honestly.
Well, what happened was I found Joe putting him in the skip.
Dun, dun, dun.
Blasphemous. I nearly had a coronary. And so I said, you're not skipping him. It's against my beliefs. So you're not skipping him. And so, yeah, so I took it off her. Gave you a bit of a telling off, didn't I? And a bit disrespectful. And anti-Sam.
I thought it had
something
to do with
Anti-Sam. Anti-Sam came to the rescue.
Why did she have a frame?
She's got a few in her van.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I think Howard likes them. I don't know, but she's got a few spare frames in her van. So we realised that Jesus needed to be cut down a little bit to fit the frame. And so I then went to Vicky Dore and asked her for a pair of scissors. At which point we then cut him down, put him in the frame, in the newly framed frame, and got Vicky Dore to present it to us at the competition. Joe thought he was going to be skipped.
Yeah,
and there he was.
Resurrected.
Largest life.
And he's been at every competition with us since.
He absolutely have. He looked over Linda's knee when she fell over and broke her wrist.
It.
Sorry?
She wouldn't have fallen otherwise.
No. He was back at the tent at the Dolman, looking after everything there.
Yeah.
And then when the coffee was spilt over the laptop.
Oh, yeah, he was there to look over proceedings.
They asked him, didn't they, to?
Sarah Bailey, didn't she?
Bring Jesus back.
Yeah. Shout out Sarah Bailey. Fantastic woman.
Just no coffee around the laptop.
Just don't give her a coffee if she's doing anything electrical.
Maybe we should do a Jesus collage of all the photos we have of Jesus.
Well, what I want to think we should do is every time we go to a competition and there's a car boot, let's look for a picture of Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, that's the person I'm talking about. That's exactly who I'm talking about.
We'll have to have a whole new van of just pictures of Jesus.
We could get a new name. The Conway Churchgoers.
Oh my goodness, no.
God, no.
Would only be you in the team?
Well, yeah, that's true. I'll tell you what, it feels like it sometime anyway.
But that was the funny competition, Hannah, wasn't it? Where I was videoing... Who was I videoing? Who was running when you fell over?
Oh, it was me. It was me.
You were singles.
Yes. So Joe, please would you video Harper's singles so I can see what her start is, see what her time is, and then Hannah, you were running Harper in, weren't you?
Which actually we should go back to doing because she did speed up.
Yeah, I think we should.
But
so
I'm not doing it.
So
well,
yeah,
well,
you can't. You're on the box.
Safe to do it.
Yeah. So Hannah ran in, and Joe videoed Hannah running in and Harper starting, at which point Hannah then started walking backwards and tripped over a tent peg. Joe videoed Hannah falling over, and then all we could hear was laughing over the video.
The judge proceeded to miss what was happening in the race. She was too busy laughing at me. I don't think anyone knew what happened, did they, really?
I did.
You did, yeah, actually.
Because I could still answer the question, what was a start?
You could, actually.
And what was a time?
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. But the ring party, the judge, everyone was wetting themselves at me flat on my arse.
Yeah.
It was very funny. It was very funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. And then we put it on the UKFL page, didn't we?
We did.
It's got thousands of views on there.
It has. But actually, everybody loves you, Hannah. So everybody wants you on their team.
Especially Brooke.
Yeah.
Brooke
loves
you.
She
Hannah!
Yeah. Cute. Everybody loves Hannah, but she is great and she's really good at technical stuff, aren't you, Hannah? So every time we can't do anything on our phone, we hand it over to Hannah to sort out. Hannah, can you do this? Hannah.
So, Hannah's our podcast editor.
She is our podcast editor extraordinaire.
Mm-hmm.
She's very good, very good. Hannah, can you do us a new video?
Yeah.
Although I was very impressed tonight and Nikki managed to plug the microphone in.
I did, yeah. Lots. Yeah, I know.
She did, but it didn't record. to record the first 40 minutes of us speaking. You have to go and do that again, guys. Sorry.
Yeah. No. It's all good fun, though, isn't it? And like you say, we have these conversations anyway, don't we?
We do. Yeah. We do. Some we can't repeat. What's our next competition?
Next competition is Livewires, Cheshire Livewires. And we have two league teams racing in that.
Oh, we do.
Yes. As well as a little league team racing and little league singles and singles and PCs.
So that's going to be very busy.
Very, very busy weekend. Yeah.
Cake eating time.
There will be time for cake eating. It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Plenty of time for cake eating.
Yes.
Yeah. So long as Nikki doesn't volunteer Hannah for any box loading duties.
Which we can't promise.
We can't promise. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I'll try and tell you next time. So on the next episode, what we will talk about is the box odour responsibilities. So Hannah will be talking about the box odour responsibilities. And they are probably the most important person on the team.
Sorry, I just got a
cough. Oh, really? They are probably one of the most important people on the team because without them, we couldn't do it. And with a rubbish one, you lose.
Exactly.
So, which is why I don't go on the box, because I am truly bad. they are a pivotal part of the team, aren't they?
They really are. They really are. And if you, we'll talk about it more next time, but you literally get 3.5 seconds to
if that's get the ball in. When people send their dogs early, two of them come down.
Yeah, you can do it in plenty of time. Yeah.
But we can also talk about ring party training.
Yep.
Because that's being reintroduced, isn't it? And there's only a finite amount of time, so you do your ring party training for UKFL, and that training runs out, which reminds me I need to redo mine. So we can talk about the different places on ring party that you sit, what you need to look for, the pitfalls that you can come across, scribe.
Yeah, and the difference between judging and ring party in BFA.
Yes.
Because in BFA it's all done on paper, isn't it?
It is.
Which I didn't used to like at first, but the more I'm getting used to it, it's okay.
Yeah.
I think UKFL is probably less time consuming for the committee.
Yeah.
Whereas BFA is, quite labour intensive, isn't it?
Yes, can be. It can be. So we'll talk about those on the next podcast. Let us know if you want us to talk about anything specifically. And we'll be able to address any questions that you've got. We'll be able to talk about any experiences that you've had. If you want to talk about what you think of us as a team, and if you've seen us racing, then just let us know.
Yeah, and also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok to catch up and see what we do at competitions, see some of our fails, our laughs, some of our good times.
See our T-Alarm TikTok.
Yeah.
T-Alarm TikTok, funny. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
We love that.
Yeah, so thank you for listening, and hopefully you will tune in for the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.